The city of Boston says it's succeeding in its goal to build more housing. A new report out by the city this morning finds more than 1,300 new housing units have been built in the past 3 years, with another 8,400 units under construction. For more on that effort, we're joined now by Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Mayor, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
So the report finds in the last 3 months the city has permitted nearly 1,700 housing units, the highest number for a single quarter in 20 years. How's that getting done?
You know, it's getting done because the economy is going well, and we're also making an effort. Nearly 40% of these permitted units are scheduled to be available to low and middle-income families when complete. So we're seeing some success by pushing the low and middle-income family housing that we want to see in the city of Boston to keep people in the city of Boston and keep Boston affordable for families. We're happy to see those numbers, that they continue to grow. We have seen a stabilization in rents over the last 3 years with the amount of housing stock that we've put on market, but we need to continue to do that.
Inside City Hall, have you streamlined the permitting process so it's faster for developers to win their permits for the units or the projects they want to build?
I think we've made some efficiencies inside City Hall. There's no question about it. But we've also collected money, changed the IDP, Inclusionary Development Policy, on working on making sure that we get more money into affordable housing. So we're trying to make sure that there's more money available for housing. For example, in fiscal 2017, the city collected $54 million in revenue to be used on affordable housing. That's an increase of 20% over the fiscal 15 year in the prior year. So that's a lot of money that we're able to, because of some adjustments we've made. So we want to get these, particularly the low moderate income family housing. If we can get it on the market and people are willing to build it, we want to get it built.
Are the new housing units focused on apartments and other rentals, or are there also opportunities for home buyers and especially first-time home buyers in Boston?
Yeah, it's a mix. On that piece, depending on the building, where it is, we're in the process right now in the city of developing homes in neighborhoods. I think we have 600 lots that people have been building homes on. Some have been bought and sold. Some have been sold, I should say, to first-time home buyers. So we're doing a mix of both. Not everyone wants to own a home, and not everyone wants to rent. So we're doing a mix of both.
How big a part of the housing plan is getting colleges and universities around Boston to build more dormitories in order to take the stress off of rental units that students might occupy and take off the market for other renters?
I mean, that's a large part of our plan, creating, talking to colleges and requiring that they have 100% on-campus housing. You have certain parts of the city that in some cases are overrun by college students that are renting apartments in neighborhoods, and they're paying, upwards of $1,000 a room, which throws off not only makes the house not affordable, but throws off the neighborhood not being affordable, because when people start realizing they can get $1,000 a room for a college student, they're not going to rent to a family.
What's being done to ensure that all the new housing going up isn't putting added stress on the transit network or other city resources such as schools and healthcare?
I mean, I think it's about growth. I mean, you can't look at the growth of the city as a stress on the transit. The transit has to adjust to the growth of the city. And I think as we move into the next 2 years here, that's something that's really important for us, to get a transit system that's reliable, independent, and work to get more vehicles off the streets. That's ultimately our goal. As far as our schools certainly can handle the increase of students. I would love to see that happen in the city of Boston. Over the last several years, we've seen it decrease by small amounts in the city of Boston, the school system. I'd love to see that trend change.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.